USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was officially nominated as president for the second term on Monday during the GOP convention. The president with a surprise visit to Charlotte.
I felt an obligation to be here. You have a governor who's in a total shutdown mood. I guarantee on November 4th it'll all open up. It'll be fine, like most other states. On November 4th, you know, these Democrat governors, they love shutdown until after the election's over because they want to make our numbers look as bad as possible for the economy. But our numbers are looking so good.
Jacob Blake, the Kenosha, Wisconsin man who was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest, is resting in a Milwaukee hospital in intensive care. The shooting by police officers led to riots in Kenosha with buildings being burned down and stores looted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says residents should be prepared for two tropical storms making landfall this week. Reeves says storms Marco and Laura are unpredictable, but the state has a better understanding of when they will make landfall.
Marco to hit landfall sometime overnight, probably in the middle of tonight, and then the other storm, Laura, is not likely to hit until maybe Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning.
Stalled negotiations on a fresh package providing relief from COVID-19-fueled problems are the other side's fault. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, a point man for Republicans, is criticizing Democrats for rushing back to Washington to pass a bill that would give $25 billion to the Postal Service while not dealing with enhanced unemployment payments or the PPP. Meanwhile, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is blaming Republicans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is testifying on Capitol Hill. This time it's before a Democratic-led House committee. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and DeJoy.
You got $14 billion cash on hand. You got a $10 billion line of credit. Is that right? Yes, sir. And changing out the sorting machines and removing and changing out mail collection boxes is nothing different than has happened before, right? Every postmaster general, every year we do those sort of things. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So there's no different. In fact, what was the number? I think between 2011 and 2016, it's like 12,000 mail collection boxes that were removed, changed out by the Obama-Biden administration. Is that right?
It was a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a lot. And you didn't order a reduction in overtime or reduction in hours. I think you testified that earlier.
I did not.
Kellyanne Conway, the longtime advisor to President Trump, is leaving the White House at the end of August. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
President Trump's former campaign manager and one of his longest-serving allies is leaving the administration at the end of the month. Kellyanne Conway says she's stepping away to focus on her family. Kellyanne Conway says their four children are in their tweens and starting a new academic year and require a level of attention and vigilance that is as unusual as these times, the words of Kellyanne Conway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.